fucking Warriors being awesome at the one thing they're supposed to be awesome at.
It's great.
I know, how dare we be the best class at, you know, whacking
objectively
things.
What are you talking about, dwarf? We are not the same.
No, that's right. I'm a better warrior.
All classes are best. Hey, stop it. All classes are best classes.
When last we left our heroes, they had just finished killing a chamber full of swine things, stumbled onto a room full of corpses, which they wisely left in peace, and found themselves outside the cave system in an arena, and so they march forward, having decided to become gladiators.
So, I say we make our way toward the center of that, you know, toward that ruin, just to see what's there, see if that's part of, see if there's the quest giver that we need to talk to, or if, or a mob we need to kill, you know.
You, stranger.
It's either going to be a conversation or an absolute slaughter. We're not certain yet.
I wish to approach with my cow.
Oh my gosh, that's right. The cow's still with us.
We have a cow?
We've had a cow the whole time, sir.
Yes.
This cow is just so...
Wesley has a cow.
Jeez, cow don't have a cow, man.
I mean, I have this 10-foot jumping pole if we ever need to boing over something.
And I have a funnel of wood if we ever need to start a fire.
You know, boing over something doesn't sound like you're trying to jump over it.
I mean, that's just the sound effect that it makes, yeah?
I've got a sack.
A sack of what?
Just a sack.
Guys, can I introduce you to an offering of holy water?
You should give the cow
the
holy water.
All the mundane things we have.
Hey, the listen. The loading has ended.
Give
the cow the holy water so it can become a holy cow.
Yes. Oh my god.
Sorry,
so what would you like to do? You stood off screen, off the map here, so what's the plan?
Because we're going to enter the map and become gladiators.
Yeah, that's our plan.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good news for you is that the Swine Lord sees you almost immediately, yells at his six swine thing brethren to start engaging you. And thus they do. So if you would kindly make your initiative rolls.
Okay.
No, this was not expected at all, right?
No, not at all.
No.
No. Not at all. It's about time I rolled shit for initiative. What are these? I think we flipped.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So, everyone's doing good. Everyone's good. Okay. So, Dwara, you rolled a...
I rolled a 19, so I got a 20.
Excellent. Kyle?
I rolled a 9, so I got a 7.
Steve?
I rolled an 18, so I got an 18.
Sura?
10.
Marvelous. Wesley?
I got a 17, so I got a 19.
Okay, so, Dwara, you are up first. You see these guys mobilizing and running towards you, screeching at and waving spears. The Lord is not, however. He seems to be hanging back.
How far away is he?
Like 50 feet? He's far. It's a big open area.
But still close enough to Ballista.
50 feet? What are you blistering him with?
I still have a spear.
I don't think you're going to throw a spear 50 feet.
No, okay.
All right. Then you're not believing in Dwara hard enough.
Skill issue.
Yeah, well, I don't want these guys getting a free spear out of me, so maybe I'll just ballista somebody closer.
So
definitely boost one of the approaching little guys.
Are they coming from like all sides, or?
They're basically between you and the house in the middle.
Okay, I'm just gonna target one of the guys in the middle then, and yep. I will do what I did last time, which is take a few steps back, a few steps forward, and just ballista the crap out of one of them.
It's a dwarfista.
Yeah, a dwarfista.
Right, you I'll do strike him quite hard.
Oh boy, yes. Okay.
Roll a d8 and plus your strength of 2 for me.
A d8
plus 4 total. Jesus Christ. He dies. He just goes clean through his throat and his head just sort of collapses down a little bit before lobbing to the side and then he just sort of flops.
Oh no.
I love
Oh no.
The opponent is broken. Oh, magnificent. Okay, so that's you. Wesley, you're up next.
Okay, I'd like to use my deed to mount my cow.
You can use your movement to mount the cow if you wish.
Your move.
And then I'd like to ride the cow towards the big bad, brandishing my sword.
So, cows aren't traditionally trained in combat, so what I'm going to do is going to ask you to make, as part of your deed, controlling the cow.
Right.
If you get a 3 or higher deed, you can control the cow towards the people, the regular swine folk. If you get the 4 result, you can go straight to the big boss.
All right, let's go.
War cow go.
No John. Cow. With a 1, the cow just sort of sits there, just like, wait, what's riding?
Okay, then I'm just gonna use a spear at one of the bad guys while sitting on the cow.
Oh, okay. I guess goodbye, Lur.
Mine. I take it a 9 misses.
A 9 does miss. Hi, Zara. So, sadly, you miss with your spear, but the cow is mounted. That counts as progress. The pig lord, however, he raises his right hand up to the sky, makes a squealing oinking noise. A green bolt of lightning strikes his fist, which he then pulls down to his chest and then throws towards you, Dwara.
Uh-oh.
The lightning arcs and screeches towards you.
Uh-oh.
Oh dear, this is not fun for you.
Oh dear.
Good job, Faith's always been nice to me.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Sadly, I'm still using my hard book and...
Don't worry.
Lewis, don't I have armor class?
You have no class, Faith.
Oh. True, but harsh.
I mean, Faith, her class is Tiara, what do you mean?
Would you make a will save against 18?
You got this.
You got this.
I believe in
you. Oh no, she don't got this!
I don't got this.
You don't got this?
Oh wait, if I spend 7 luck, I'll got this.
Do you want to spend 7 luck?
I will spend all my luck.
Okay. In which case, you are fine. And you don't need to worry about things.
You don't need to worry.
So, next up is Steve.
Okay. You know what Steve is gonna do?
Nope.
I'm gonna walk up beside good old Dwara here, and we're gonna go for a blessing allies again.
Excellent.
Okay, yep. 1 sec. Just wanna make sure I have my results ready. For when I totally... Okay, so that's a 13.
It's a minimum success.
Which means plus 1 to all attack rolls for 1 round for Dwara there.
Fantastic.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
And that is Mighty Steve's turn.
Okay, right. Following you guys, the 5 remaining swine things encroach upon you. There's 5 of them, so that's 1 each for the frontline 3. The wizards haven't really gone forward or had a turn yet. Faith, you have the lowest luck, followed by NJ, I believe.
Yes, that would be correct, because I have zero luck.
Okay, so, Faith, you get struck one time. As two jump on you and start tearing at you with their tusks.
Ow. That's not very nice.
Take 5 points of damage.
Oh, that's
NJ, two more jump upon you.
Ah!
One of them getting as much as a 13.
Beats it, beats it. I get hit with the 13.
Okay. Again, you manage... another tusk is just rammed under your chest plate and you take a full 5 points of damage. Steve, you're in slightly better shape. Only one of them manages to get to you. And he rolls...
And misses.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, that is them. Next up will be Sora.
Alright, can I can see the guy over there having fun.
He is very far away, but yes.
Yes. How does he look compared to his compatriots?
Larger, more equipped. He seems to have lots more... I don't really want to call it jewelry because it's like bits of other people.
Alright, well, it's time to spell burn. Again.
Okay, how much?
Let me check what the thing is. How I'm being spell burned. Would leave that, yep, that's off and I need to go do a quest to get them back. Fuck. Yeah, it's fine. I'll spell burn three personality and four agility.
It has to be physical three stats. So strength, agility, stamina.
No, oh, no, mind. I'll just take four from agility then, because I'm not really, you know, using it. One might say that this will bite me in the ass later, but, you know, I do not believe them. Simple as that.
Okay.
Alright, let's check. Alright, thank God I did that. And by that, I believe I'm going to make that a 12 so I don't lose the spell.
Okay.
So that's 2 plus 4, that's 6 plus 2, 8 plus another 4. Oh. Yauchi Machis. Here's one damage, big guy. Have fun with that.
The big guy does not like that. But he chuckles as it bounces off his large pig belly.
You know what? Fuck you. I'm going back in the cave. Absolutely.
Okay, Kyle, it's up to you now.
All right. I'm gonna flaming hands one of them.
Okay.
The ones that's closest, which... Right. I'm not gonna spell burn. That would be 15 plus 2 is 17, plus 2 is
19.
19,
yes.
Okay. So, 19 the spell produces a blast of fire that burns a single target within range for 1d6 plus character level points of damage.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so 1d6, 4 damage.
4 damage is great. It does not like that. It does survive it, but it does not like it.
Oh boy.
Okay, Tuara, it is you again. You have plus 1, and you're currently engaging with 2 of these lesser things.
Time to lay the smack down. So, I'll take the one on the left. And I'm going to try to do a cool spin attack, where I smack him with my shield first, and then bring my mace around.
Marvelous.
Nope.
Well, that's bloody typical. So, would you please... What's your armor?
It is 14.
No, sorry, what's your armor fumble?
Oh, my armor fumble. D8.
And you have zero luck?
I have zero luck.
Okay, so D8 plus 3 for me, please.
9.
You stumble and leave yourself wide open to attack. The next enemy that attacks you receives a plus 2 bonus on its attack roll. Uh-oh. So you just forget your attack with your spear, with your shield, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And you did roll a 4 on your deed, which is bloody typical for a fumble. So, D14, plus a 4 because you rolled, plus 2 because you're awesome, plus a 1 because Steve helped.
I rolled a 3, so plus the 4 is 7.
So it's still 10.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, still 10 after all that.
I led with the shield and lost balance after that.
However, it is still not enough. The pigs laugh and manage to push you away. Wesley.
Yes. I know. I was just... my brain farted. Yes. I want to attempt to ride the cow again.
Okay, so you still stride the cow and your deeds are not doing well, but you are on the cow adjacent to pigs, so you can attack from your cow with a plus 1 for the elevation.
Ooh. I'll take that. 1d20. Natural 20 plus 1.
First crit of the night. So ooh. Now I actually look something up, you son of a bitch.
Where is my crit die? A crit die.
Crit
oh, a crit table is.
3.
3?
Yep.
And I get a d14.
Yep. What's your luck modifier?
Minus 1.
Oh, okay. Okay, D14, he rolls the max roll, so that's a 13. Strike breaks the foe's jaw. Blood and shattered teeth ooze out the foe's face. Inflict an additional D8 damage with this strike.
Oh!
So that's a D10 and a D8 and
yeah. 1. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What?
Why?
You have just killed a pigman.
Hey! Hell yeah! For the extra D8. Unless their health is like straight up 11.
And you were atop the cow, right?
I was atop the cow.
War cow go!
War cow go!
After this, we gotta get this cast of armor and some battle spikes and like Mad Max it up.
Yes!
What would you like to do?
Steve is gonna go and start with paralysis.
Okay.
That is an 8. Okay, so that's an 18 on paralysis. Uno momento. So cleric melee weapons charge remains for 1d4 plus 2 cleric rounds. It's the same thing I got the last time.
Okay, perfect.
So 1d4. That's 5 rounds.
Excellent. So your weapons are charged with the power of... No.
My hand and melee weapons are charged with the energy of paralysis. That's an important note.
Nice.
The cleric melee weapons and missile fire. Sorry, correction. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate. So...
Means I'm gonna have to use that club. I mean, what?
Two pigmen are gonna attack on Dwara again.
Oh shit.
One of them hits for a mighty 2 damage.
Ouch.
MJ, Wesley is taking one.
Okay.
So nothing happens.
Hey. We do be dodging.
One of them opportunistically break away and attack the Flaming Hand Mage.
Oh no.
Oh, he misses. He misses. His singed pig hide smelling of bacon as he attacks you.
Bacon.
Next up is Sura.
The pig lord didn't have a go. Feel like a bitch. Feel like someone who should not have said that. But is that intentional?
Sorry, I did not hear any of that.
The pig lord did not have a go.
He has not gone yet. He appears to be watching the fight.
Yeah, because we're gladiators and he's the spectator.
You know what? Fair enough. I won't fail for the 30th time in a row, one might say. So, you know. If you don't work for me, magic missile, I'm going to lose you for the day, and I will not care.
So you're going to fire a magic missile?
Yep.
Spell duel time!
Oh, yes! Well, that...
Oh, no!
No, it's fine. Let's see.
Wizards enter! One wizard leaves!
I mean, he could have just waited and I would have lost. You're not fine. Let's see. What is a spell duel?
Fine, he's going to cast... He doesn't have... he does have magic missile. So he casts magic missile to counter your magic missile.
Please counter it, sir. Don't lose it. Pretty please.
No, I mean, you've lost it regardless. So oh, you okay. Rolled a 7, I got an 11.
Oh, damn.
So we both just fail miserably. We both just suck so badly that the spell duel ends immediately.
Oh my gosh!
When Pope tries to do the cool thing because it's cool, and it turns out you both fail.
Yep.
I feel bad for both of you.
You know what? No.
Carry on.
No. Like... No. I'm gonna go to 0 luck.
Oh, so little dual thing. Like, you'd spend luck before I get to make my roll against it.
Ah, then it's sad. Oh well, we both lose actually.
Yep. Which sucks. I mean, you can still spellburn for it, and enemies can't technically spellburn. I mean, they do exactly what I want them to, but I don't think he's going to be a spellburning type. So yeah, you both just sort of point at each other aggressively and do nothing.
Aw, two wizards enter, two wizards just stand there.
Yeah. And you two cannot
wizards
see
enter,
it.
Wizards listen. Do nothing.
Listen, you cannot see it due to the fact that we're doing this in the chaotic flames, you lawful.
So he is super glad that he held on to his turn for that. Kyle, what would you like to do?
I'm gonna try magic shield and wait, isn't magic shield the one that I can like turn it into a ball and like hit people with it, or is that something else?
I think that's something else.
Okay. In that case, I'll just stick with flaming hands.
I mean, magic shield is what's going to give you lots of AC for a very long period of time, and possibly... Oh, I think there is something where it turns into basically a hamster ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I can't seem to find it in the grimoire.
Okay. You maybe don't have that spell.
Yeah.
No, she has it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was curious to see if she had anything besides flaming hands, or if her entire grimoire consisted of flaming hands.
Honestly, but, at this point, her wizard should just be all flaming hands.
Yes.
Yeah. So she would have to roll a 32 or higher.
I mean, spellburn's a thing.
Yep.
This is possibly the boss fight for a one shot.
It's all or nothing, folks. It's all or nothing. Yeah,
I'm gonna spellburn 2 more points from strength and leave me at 7. And I'm gonna do flaming hands.
Okay. Again. So that's a total of +6 to this roll.
Oh, a nat 20!
Okay, yeah. So it's actually +12 to this roll. What's a 32 on flaming hands?
Oh, I think that's max, actually. Yeah, that is max.
That is max.
Okay, yes. So, let me see.
Oh,
Caster,
shit.
Caster can blast fire in a 360 arc outward from his body. Within that complete radius, he can pick one wedge of 0 to 180 degrees where fire does not blast, i.e. to protect allies in that position. All creatures within the affected area out to a range of 40 feet are immolated, taking damage equal to 4d10 plus character level.
Okay, so because of how the enemies are meshing, so there's 4 enemies next to you.
You're gonna insta-kill the cleric.
There's 4 enemies next to you. One of those enemies is next to Wesley. two of those enemies are next to Delva. You can ignore these people, but you'll ignore the people next to them. You will definitely get hit the guy next to you, regardless what you do.
I'm gonna hit the guy next to me.
But bear in mind...
Yeah?
If you were to reduce your allies to zero hit points, Steve has two rounds to heal them, and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Note that if you aim at Dwarva, because I'm right next to her, you're probably catching me inside of it, and 4d10 damage.
So the real question is, you either hit, so you are hitting one, can get a second if you also hit Wesley, and or you can get another two if you hit Dwara.
You know, now that I think about it, this
Wait,
is the
first... aren't I technically on the ground? Shouldn't I be under that flame?
No, it is just a huge, inordinate amount of magma that just spews from her.
Oh, beard. Okay, so it's straight up just a wall of fire.
Yeah, she just has the bad farts.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out with this Pope, as far as I remember, I should still be right next to Dwarva, which 4d10, even rolling the lowest, is enough to zero me.
And also, this is the first time I've ever seen a natural 20 fuck off for a party this much.
Yep.
I'm just gonna hit the one next to me. Okay, so, 4d10.
Screw you in particular.
I'm still gonna roll it all.
Okay, it's still very dead.
Yes. Yeah.
Screw you in particular, one random pick.
Yes.
So 13,
looks
15.
Like meat's back on the menu.
Yes.
So if that had hit me, that was 25 damage.
Yeah.
I have 6 HP.
It's
oh
fine.
No.
It's fine. Dwara, you're up now.
I'm still down, technically, so I'm going to use my movement to stand up. And I'm going to try and smack somebody again.
Yep.
This time I'm going to lead with a mace and then do a shield bash.
Smart.
Hey!
Mm-hmm. That's a hit.
Yeah!
So that's 6 plus a d6 damage?
With a mace, it's, yeah, 1d6. 1d6 plus 2. Nice, okay. So that's 6 damage.
They used his skull in. He's dead.
Oh, okay. So in that case, my shield will hit the next guy.
Yep.
All right. That's 1d14.
Yep.
Cool. I rolled a 2.
6 makes an 8. Isn't quite enough.
And I don't have any luck, so.
Yeah, he manages to duck back.
All right.
Wesley, you're still upon your cow.
Are there any fellas nearby?
Yes, there are two within waddle distance.
Then I wish to attempt to... Wait, waddle distance or, like, right next to me?
But you'll have to urge the cow to make a sidestep.
Alright, let's attempt to persuade the cow to move. Hey!
The cow is understanding this. Add a d6 to your damage. As it just
yes!
sort of walks over the guy as you walk, as you strike at him. Any natural 20.
What are the odds?
Yes! Okay. So a d10.
Hang on, do your...
Oh, my crit.
Your crit roll, which is a 14 minus 1, I believe.
14 minus 1. There we go.
Again, you break his jaw doing an extra d8 damage.
Okay. Let me roll that d8. Okay.
This guy is so dead.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he died from the 9 damage on the d10, but...
So you do 9 damage from the d10, 7 damage from the d8 from the crit, a d6 I said from your deed, which is 6. A 6. Then there was a 3 from the deed itself. I think we're missing something, but it's fine because this guy is like stupid dead.
He's like uber dead.
His
soul has been crushed.
He is
destroyed. Go, battle cow!
Yes, go battle cow. Go battle cow.
Yeah, that's my turn.
That's fantastic. The bad pig guy is going to try and cast a spell quietly on the other side.
Wait.
Oh no. It's fine. We're all fine. It's not like he rolled a 32 or anything like that. No. Nonsense.
We'll see.
For all of you viewers at home, he just rolled a natural 20.
Oh, that's 28 my side. He has a shield that gives him a +4 to his AC, blocks magic missiles automatically. And most attacks from mundane projectiles, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he's just a big fucking shield that floats around him.
So we're just gonna ignore that guy for the rest of time, it seems.
Is it Steve's turn?
It is now Steve's turn, yes.
Steve is gonna do the thing Steve was born to do for this day. I'm gonna club the pig guy still alive by me and Dwarva here. Or Dwarva okay. here.
You've been waiting the entire session to do this. Go for it.
God damn it. I just want to use paralysis.
No!
I'll start making my... I'll just stay here for now. That's my turn.
You want to spend, like, all your luck?
I have 12 luck. No, I really don't. I'll just leave it. I'll just
okay,
miss.
Kyle. There's one little pig by you, and the big pig back to halfway between you and the house.
I'm gonna flaming hands again.
I'm super shocked.
Astora, use another spell. Is it rope trick?
I'm not gonna spell burn.
Okay. Still gets an
18. That would be an 18. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. Spell produces a blast of fire that burns a single target within range for 1d6 plus character level points of damage.
Excellent.
So
d6 plus 2 does 7.
Oh boy.
He is up and singed and very mad.
Uh-oh.
Dwara. Oh boy. Right next to you is this injured pig.
Not for long.
It's a bit of a jog to get to the other guy, but you could probably hit this guy and then trundle off to his boss.
Yeah, I'm gonna do another spin attack, leading with the mace again.
Spin attack.
Yeah.
Fun. For what it's worth, he is dead, regardless of what you do.
Okay.
So you can cover most of the distance between where you are and where the big boss is.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing that.
Okay. Starts running off as fast as a little hex can carry her. Wesley!
Yes.
If you get a 4 on your deed dice, you can bulldoze this guy with your cow.
Oh.
The cow moves lazily forwards.
Okay. Is there anybody within reach distance, or do I probably use the spear?
You're probably gonna want to use the bow, if you have one.
Oh, I have a bow? That I do. Wonderful.
He literally has two things on his character sheet, so I'm amazed that you missed them.
I wasn't looking at the sheet, I'm looking at the game.
Oh, okay.
Let me freaking...
Dual monitor supremacy, baby.
That's a 19.
You know what, I actually have to double check if that hits now because he's cast magic.
Oh god.
It does hit.
Okay, that's 4 damage.
4 damage? Yeah, fucking warriors being awesome at the one thing they're supposed to be awesome at.
It's great.
I know, how dare we be the best class at, you know, whacking
objectively.
Things.
What are you talking about, dwarf? We are not the same.
No, that's right, I'm a better warrior.
All classes are best classes.
Yes.
Cleric for the win.
Wizard!
Once again, another bolt of lightning strikes the pig lord's hand and he throws it towards you.
I feel like my turn got skipped. But I guess we'll ignore
that. Oh, it did. It definitely did.
It's fine. That's what I get for failing that wizard duel so pathetic.
Well, if it makes you feel better, he also failed the wizard duel, so
yeah.
But it is actually your turn.
Yes, no, sorry. No, spring in now.
Spring in now. I don't have lightning bolt. I can't fight against this. But I guess now is as good a time as any to make this guy taste the rim. Excellent. Let's see. I will spell burn here. I will roll to see whether or not I can use mental or physical stats. I'll use everything. Let's see here. A little bit taken from personality. See, shave 4 off the top. We add.
You can't skim from personality, just the physical 3.
Ah, but the 3 says mental. Oh well. I'll take 5 out of each of them then, for a nice stew of plus 15 to my roll.
Okay.
Where do saplings go to learn?
Hang on, can you speak louder and more enunciate better?
Sorry, where do saplings go to learn?
Where?
The elementary school.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
That's wonderful.
Take a plus 15 and leave.
Excellent, I get that for free. Alright.
You're so much better than this than I could be.
It's time to taste the rainbow. Never mind, it's not that good, honestly. 7, 22 plus 2, that's a 24, so at least it's somewhere. Alright, I'll try to narrow the cone enough to not hit any of my allies, which is a blast of colored chaos affects all targets in a cone, 40 foot long and from 10 to 30 foot wide. So just that guy, all targets including allies within the cone, take D4 damage, are knocked unconscious and awake blinded for a couple of rounds. Creatures of 2 HD or less receive no save. Others can attempt to will save to resist. So anyways, is there a chance that I can lower it enough to not hit my allies?
I don't think you can unless it says there is one.
It's 10 inches, I think.
That's cone. 10 feet. Would you roll it 3 for me?
I can decide that.
Oh, yes, you can decide. Okay, yeah. Yes, I think you can narrow it down to just that guy.
Alright, lad, I'm guessing he's not an HD or down. I'm pretty sure.
He's not what?
He's not HD2 or low. I don't know what
that is. No, he's not.
Alright, I need you to save against 24. Roll a crit again, I dare you.
I do want to just double check my magic shield.
It adds a bonus to counter spell and not to saving.
God damn it. Oh well.
Please, crit again. I implore you.
Nope. Alright.
So let's see how long you're unconscious for, dear pig. First of all,
yep,
you take
so unconscious for.
You take 1 damage, which is negated immediately by your shield. And you're unconscious for, there's no 3d4 here, so I guess we'll just hang on. 2, 4, 6 plus. So 7 rounds. And if you awaken, you're blinded for an amount. You're blinded for an additional 3 rounds.
Oh, magical. Absolutely magical.
Go to sleep, Figgy. Nobody knows.
So the boss just left his turn.
The boss has lost the game, right? Because at this point, you can just get the marshals to walk up to his unconscious body and just bully circle him to death.
And I never got to ride my cow.
You can still ride my cow the entire combat.
Yes. But I mean, in a cool way, you know, where like
you go
through a guy.
Did you not read my little poem? This little piggy got skewered. That little piggy got fried. This little piggy got trampled, and those little piggies died. Come on.
Yes.
I was just hoping to charge toward the big bad on the cow, but whatever.
Turns one of his lieutenants into a marmalade. So as you're all congratulating yourselves, you start realizing that there are more swine things coming in the distance.
Oh no.
No, we are in a Colosseum, so just get in the house. In the house.
Yeah, let's get in the house.
I'm going to grab my spear on the way in.
Only the foundation and tumbled walls of a great house remain in the center of this dusty arena within the mountains. The interior of the house is filled with piles of rubble and fallen timbers.
Oh.
Hmm.
So do we got to go out the way we came.
Yep.
Can we search around? Is there anything other than just fallen stuff?
Make a strength check for me.
Come on, you got this.
Alright, that's just my d20. 9.
Can I move to assist?
Maybe. MJ, that's not too short.
Oh.
You can spend a little bit of luck on that, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll spend 2 luck on that.
2 luck is exactly what you needed to spend. There is a trap door buried half beneath the debris. With a DC 11 strength check, you manage to pull it aside.
Hey!
Door nice. Is open and exposed.
Well, let's open it then.
Let's descend.
Yep, let's go.
Yep.
So, there is a flight of nitre-encrusted stone stairs leading into a dank, dark cellar. Collapsed wine racks and broken bottles of once fine vintages clutter the flagstones, and the air is rank with rot. At the far end of the room under the trapdoor is a 40-foot square chamber. A 40-foot square chamber stands a wooden door carved with curious orbs. Some of the carved spheres are interlocked, and others appear to drift free against what looks to be the night sky filled with stars and crescent moons.
Are there any buttons or anything?
It is a door.
Oh,
is the door
shit.
Locked
door.
Or unlocked?
Ugh.
Well, that's only one way to find out if it's unlocked.
Just open the door. We're
going to open the door.
Steve, would you make a luck check for me, please?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's a 14.
And your luck is?
A 12.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Roll under luck, they said. You'll be fine, they said. Turns out I am not okay.
Uh-oh.
The door opens, but leads into the cellar of another house, identical to this one in mirror form.
Well then, let's just do what we did last time again. I want to go to where the rubble is, attempt to lift the rubble.
No, so like, the doorway becomes a mirror.
Oh.
As if you were to cross through the doorway, you'd go into
the same room again with the same door.
Slightly different looking building. It's a mirror form in the basement.
Can we close the door and try again?
Yeah.
You can if you wish.
Cool.
Shut the door, open the door, shut the door, open the door, shut the door, open the door.
Somebody's got to roll under their luck at some point.
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
We do not have all that.
It's not going to be me.
I don't have any luck.
I have 10 luck.
Oh, so there's still hope.
So Kyle.
I believe you.
Oh, boy. Oh, 10.
That's a failure, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, failed.
So, the door does not open for you.
Of course.
It seems stuck.
Anyone else want to try?
Fine, give me a second. I'm guessing they're coming closer. We want them to be. Something tells me that. I will. Fine. Can I choose a lesser result if I get higher than it when I'm rolling for a spell?
I'm sorry. Only if the spell specifically says so.
Means that's a no.
You can hear the cries of pigs approaching.
You know what? You know what? Fuck! We're going back in time. We have to go back in time.
Oh no!
Was there like a ladder that led into this room?
No, it was a stairway.
Oh, stairway! Damn it.
If I try opening the door again, is it just gonna do the same thing? Make a mirror room.
Hang on. Sora wants to cast a spell.
I will once more.
Before you do the D4, would you roll? Would you say how much you're spending before you make the roll?
We're going to die if I don't. You know, again, make the mixture 5 of every physical stamina.
So how much are you spending?
5 of every physical set.
5 in the 3 physicals, okay.
Yeah.
And he D4s it?
Yeah, a D4s it. It's not a, nah, goddammit, I'm not getting that back until I do a quest, oh well. Let's see. Big money. Big money, no whammies. So I want to go back in time. Is that, I think I'm going back in time. I'm not going back in time.
That's a 17...
Yes, I'm going back in time. I'll spend 3 luck to make that a 20.
Okay. So D6 plus 2, sir.
D6 plus 2. Let's see if I go back enough in time to make Steve re-roll their luck check. That's what I want to do.
Excellent.
There's three rounds.
So you go back in time. And appear as a ghost to the party just before they enter the building, but after they have seen the further pigs coming and having slain the pig lord.
time to not break the time space continuum. I'll shout a warning. Hey, there's a door down there that requires someone of high luck to open it. You should probably wait a bit before doing it. And then I think that'll be good enough as a warning.
So, you actually exist in this time now. Everyone's just seen you just suddenly blurt out this information that there's going to be a door.
All right.
Oh,
so
fuck,
there's two of you?
Wait, did I get my luck?
His consciousness is now in the old form.
I went back in time. Oh, there goes all of my physical stats. Oh, they're pouring out of me. Oh.
Wait,
no,
do I get my luck back because I technically didn't spend the luck?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
So you get your 2 points back. Sora, you don't get your 15 spell burn back. The King of Elfin has opinions on this.
He's okay.
No matter how good the pun is.
Right. All right. So you heard me say that. What do we do now? Do we just leave?
We're gonna head downstairs.
Yeah. So you're upstairs in the house. You go downstairs, and there's a trap door. What?
There's a trap door. It's right there.
There's still a lot of rubble on top of it, though. So
you're gonna need to pass a DC 11 check. So whoever wants to do that can do that.
Who's strong?
I'm strong.
Open the trap door!
Yay!
I think barely.
Solves it. It's all gone.
Hey,
there's a strange door.
Ooh.
Do I need to reread it?
No.
This must be the door. This must be the door Ghost Sora was talking about.
They weren't a ghost. They just their mind went back in time, like Groundhog Day.
So, do we wait a while, like you suggested, or do I open it?
Wait approximately 6 seconds before opening.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3
Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi.
People now open the door again.
Okay.
Now let's see if this thing is immune to temporal manifestation.
Let's do this one last time.
Do I roll again, Pope?
Yes, please.
Roll below. Excellent.
I'm a 2.
And yes! I have 12, yes! 12 luck.
So you open the door and you see exactly the same thing I described last time. A mirror of the inside of this house from the doorway.
Fuck it. I'm gonna open the door. Fuck it.
Why not just walk through? It's another fucking room.
Let's walk through.
Alright. Let's walk through.
What if it's not a room? What if it's just a mirror?
We're going into the mirrorverse.
Yes.
We're going to the mirror dimension.
I mean, we've been weirder places.
Yeah, why not?
Like here.
You know,
As you step into the cellar, you can hear the cries of the pigs chasing up after you on the other side of the door, when suddenly a great gust of wind rushes down from the upstairs, out through the cellar, through the door, catching the door and slamming it shut behind you. You can no longer hear the pig sound.
Huh.
Now, bet you any money, we walk upstairs, we go outside, and we're going to be not in pig hell.
Yes.
Is it dark in here?
It is dark. There is no light. There were candles earlier until the breeze came.
Guys, let's pull out the lighter.
Oh yeah, the lighter.
Oh my god, we have a lighter.
I have a bundle of wood. We could make a torch.
Let's just use
the lighter first, and then if it gets if it turns out it's going to be really long, like if we're just in a basement, like it'd be kind of a waste.
In a basement, there were candles here and there in the basement, but they're not on all the time, and the breeze took out the ones that were on, so you can grab those if you want.
Everybody just have a candle.
Yeah, I mean it's no different to a lighter, really. Just
yeah.
Light up all the candles.
Looking around the room, you find that it is exactly the same as the one you were in before, except mirrored, but also not ruined.
Huh.
It seems to be completely at peace. It does seem to be in poor repair, but not... The best way to describe the building that you saw in Pig Hell, as you put it, was that it was dropped there.
This looks like it's
disheveled. This looks like it's just old.
Hey, I wonder if there's anyone living here. Shall we go upstairs?
Yeah, let's find out.
Is the cow with us?
Yes.
Yes, the cow is always with us.
All right, I will ride the cow because I am slow now. And by that I mean I have an agility of 5.
I have an agility of, I'm not going anywhere.
I have an agility of 4, just naturally.
What?
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You make your way through the house, upstairs. The windows are all shuttered and dark. But you find yourself in the main living room, the entertainment parlor. And there is a large oil painting that catches your attention, amongst all the other things, including a stuffed bear owl thing.
Owl bear.
No, bear owl.
Oh, okay.
No, it's copyright. It's not
non-descript owl bear creature.
Yep.
Bear owl creature.
Not trademarked.
It's an abomination, Stuffy. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Strange multi-horned thing hanging from the wall, but just his head. Much like you'd have seen someone hang a deer. But there is an oil painting that catches your attention. It is of a man and a woman, and the man looks exactly the same as the glowing man you saw inside the Borderlands.
Oh, so maybe we were supposed to save him. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Maybe we should go back.
Actually, we might be able to save that.
Well, do you want to go back to Pig Hell? I don't want to go back to Pig Hell. I'm never eating pork again because of Pig Hell. Have fun, Wesley.
Yeah, listen, I don't think we need to go back. I think, judging by the guy's age, he should still be in that cage. So if we... Listen, I just did time travel. So if we go and free him right now, If we follow, if there is a path anyways outside of the house, we might be able to do something.
Well, here's the thing. He was in a cave in Pig Hell. We might not be in Pig Hell anymore. In fact, it's very likely. However, we slipped into another place of existence. We have just left that place of existence back for maybe our former own place of existence, maybe somewhere else. Either way, I'm done with pigs squealing at me and throwing magic spells.
Alright, I guess the poor fellow's doomed to suffer for eternity.
We'll see if we go outside the house where we are.
Yeah, let's go outside.
Yeah, we should go outside first. Let's actually find out if we're still in Pig Hell or not, because Pig Hell was not Pig Hell.
You rattle the door handle and it seems to be stuck or locked.
Okay.
Oh.
Strength check. Or just try to force the door.
Want to try it?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Before you do that, I wanted to cast Blessing on you, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, you can still cast Bless on her and she can try a second time.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that, and I'll cast Blessing on you this time.
Okay.
So, that's a 14 on Blessing. I believe that is a skill check bonus for you. Just one sec.
She's a dwarf.
No, it's not. However, I will spend the 3 luck to bring it up, or the 4 luck, sorry, to bring it up to an 18, which will put me at a at 8, which is minus 1. The ally receives a plus 1 bonus to all attack rolls, damage rolls, saving throws, and skill checks and spell checks for one turn.
Plus what?
Just plus 1.
Okay.
Alright.
But I had to spend 4 luck for that.
Well, hopefully it's not spent in vain.
Okay, so you take a running charge, shoulder bashing the door for a total of...
Let me see. Roll the 12, plus the 1 is 13, plus the 2 is... Okay, so 15, yeah.
Okay, so you charge through the door. The door doesn't give as much restraint as you thought it was going to. And you go flying out,
Whee!
You fall up a short porch, and faceplant into a high level of snow. As you go the rings and the rest of you look out from around you, again, it looks like this building was dropped, but not in the Borderlands, in the dusty arena of the Borderlands, but rather the top of a frozen mountain.
Oh, better than red dirt.
It is.
That's where we end it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I was like, wait, I have to work out how to get off this mountain.
No, I know how to get off this mountain. We need to just find one singular fir tree and we're off the mountain.
Hey, man, we just go sledding.
Yeah,
fine.
Make a bobsled out of it.
We could also just jump off the mountain due to the fact that...
just get on the cow and then ride the cow off the mountain.
Listen, Feather.
That concludes the event today.
That does conclude the event today. Awesome. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah. Thank you for having us again.
It was fun. Thank you for having us.
Also, personal victory. I didn't get Lur killed this time.
Yay! Nobody died.
Yay, good job.
Yeah. Pretty impressive, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like you're learning. Play DCC. See a room full of bodies. The first time you ran you guys through this sort of stuff, you'd be like, cool, I'm going to poke the bodies.
I got to go, so I'll let you guys have at it. Peace out, boys. Enjoy your night.
Thanks for coming, Shano.
Yeah, I think I'll leave, too. I had a great time with you guys.
Yeah. All
right. Thanks, everybody.
See you around for the next one.
Bye. See you for the next one.
See ya.
And that concludes our DCC segment finale, Keep Off the Borderlands. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this segment of our podcast. We'll be introducing a new system next month. We hope you'll join us as we explore it. A big thank you also to Tim from TabletopAudio.com for his amazing ambient combat music in these last three episodes. Be sure to check out his site for all your music and ambience needs for your campaigns.
If you would like to play DCC or any other roleplay game that we mention in this podcast, get in contact with us at Twitter at GrumpyDeck or find our Discord link in bio and pinned comment.
Special thanks to Reichelt for sprucing up our cute little logo and to Tim from TabletopAudio.com for our intro and outro music. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we will see you next time.